好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
我们讲到吧，教会有一只小黄猫，它也要讲，也要在这里在我们当中走来走去。
So when I'm just preaching, and the little cat also just walk around, has the sound.
Yeah, 它在这个地方是蛮重要的，帮助我们整个教会看的，不要让老鼠进到这个教会来。
So she stay in this sanctuary is very important, so that the mouse would not come in.
所以我们称它是教会的守望者。
So we just call his this the one this guard for us.
平常不出来，一讲到他就跑来找方中传道了。
Normally the cat just hide it, but when pastor preach and she will just come to join the minister Flora.
凡事谢恩吧，感谢主。
So we just give thanks for everything.
那今天讲到的题目是以色列人全家得救。
The sermon title today is All Israel will be saved.
好，我们一起有一个祷告的时间，把时间交给神啊。
Let us pray to God.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
以色列全家得救，这是一个何等大的题目啊！
All Israel will be saved is such a big topic.
深感不配，感觉自己不配讲这堂道。
And I just feel like I'm not worthy to preach about this title.
但是我们靠着主的恩典，你让我们竟然成了何等模样的人。
However, by God's grace, and you just allow us to be the person today.
主啊，就求主你在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you have your sovereignty and in us today.
你继续的赐福和加力。
Please continue to bless and strengthen us.
你在我们当中做主做王。
Please let us be our King, our Lord.
我们愿意你继续的在我们当中感动我们的心。
May you continue just to move our heart.
好，让我们成为属于你的人。
So that we just be the one belong to you.
也让我们唯独属于你。
And only belong to you.
不要让我们属于这个世界。
Do not let us just belong to this world.
不要让我们属于我们的传统文化和历史。
Do not just let us belong to just the culture and history.
更加不要让我们属于我们的情绪，我们的感觉。
And just do not belong to our own emotion and feeling.
那是以色列全家得救，都要属耶和华，属耶稣基督。
All Israel will be saved, just belong to God.
我们求圣灵继续的带领我们。
We just pray the Holy Spirit just continue to guide us.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，以色列全家得救。
All Israel will be saved.
坦率讲，这个题目感觉很大，我都呀不一定 hold 得住，没能力啊。
To be honestly, this topic gets so big, and that I may not be have the ability to hold it.
特别是讲到的时间这么短。
Especially in such a short sermon time.
讲章的篇幅也这么短的、
啊。And also the size of the sermon is very short.
好像今天这个时空没有能力包括这么大的题目。
Seems like with a ton of space, not able to accommodate such a big title.
然而只有求神的怜悯了。
However, just pray to God's mercy.
也帮助我能够靠着圣灵的大能，能够瞥见永恒中的奥秘。
To allow us just rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to see the eternal mystery.
能够讲这篇道，靠的全是神的恩典了。
To be able to preach today's sermon, and that is by indeed it's God's grace.
好，我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
全家都要得救。
All Israel will be saved.
以色列全家得救。
So the all Israel will be saved.
而且是全家都要得救。
And that means the whole family will be saved.
这句话不是我说的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, it is not from what I say.
这是上帝借着圣经当中的一句宣告啊。
That is a Bible declaration.
那这句话来到我们当中时，我们该怎么办？
When this sentence comes to us, what should we do?
当然要问谁是以色列全家。
So we should ask, so who is the whole house of Israel?
是什么时候的以色列全家呢？
When is the whole house of Israel?
是在什么地方的以色列全家呢？
Where is the whole house of Israel?
这其中神所启示的奥秘到底他在讲什么呢？
What is the mystery revealed by God in this?
你不讲这篇道你也要思考，对吧？
Even though there's no sermon today, and we have to think.
首先看看圣经是怎么看的，对吧？
First, let's look at how the Bible look at.
在这个全家都要得救第一大点里边，我们首先需要观察圣经谈到了应心与天满。
In this first title, All Israel will be saved. The first we're going to talk about is first hardening and the filling.
它是讲的以色列人的硬心，心很硬啊。
It's talking about the Israelites; their heart is hardened.
也讲的有一天，这个天国的人数要填满它呀。
And also talking about one day and in the kingdom and the heavenly kingdom and the number will be filled.
更重要的，圣经说以色列全家得救是一个奥秘啊。
And also the Bible says that this is a mystery.
而这个奥秘就包括了应心与填满这两个方面。
So this mystery includes two aspects, that is the hardening and the filling.
圣经在描述到应心的时候，他说的是以色列人有几分应心，对吧？
So talking about the hardening, the Bible says that the Israelites are somewhat hardened.
第二是要等到外邦人的数目填满了。
The other is that the number of the Gentiles will be filled.
从经文的内容上来看呢？
Judging just from the content of the scriptures.
Yeah.经文当中所说的奥秘，除了应心与填满呢
？The mystery and talking about the hardening and the filling，
没有说别的了。
Nothing else。
这点很重要，弟兄姐妹知道吗
？Brothers and sisters, and this is so important。
应心指的是什么呢
？What does the hardening mean？
指的是以色列人拒绝耶稣基督。
That means the Israelites rejected Jesus Christ.
这是一个显而易见的应心的凭证，对吧？
This is obvious evidence of the hardening.
而保罗就是外邦人的使徒。
Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles.
他的使命是向外邦人传福音啊。
Paul's mission is to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以就有一个直到填满的时候，对吧？
Until the time of filling.
呀，时间、空间、内容、人物摆得很清楚。
So it's very clear about the time, space, and the people.
假如人可以不多想
If you can just not to think that much.
假如人对人本主义的天之家业有一个谨守之心的话呢
If we have a cautious heart just against the addition of humanism.
那在这里是可以画个句号了
Then this could have ended here.
对不对
？Correct.
大家有没有想过这个问题呢
Have you thought about this?
以色列人全家得救其实就有一个应心与填满的问题。
All the Israelites should be saved. There's this issue about the hardening and filling.
经文怎么讲，我怎么讲啊
？So what the scripture says, then I just preach according to the scripture.
圣经怎么说，我就怎么到的位的走到这里就好了。
So whatever the Bible, how the Bible says, I just preach, just get to that point.
但是你会发现我们其实有蛮多的疑问在这里的，对吧
？Of course, and we may have the doubts, right?
我也深以为有疑问是情理之中的事情。
And I think it is reasonable to have doubts.
那外邦人填满，那么以色列人要不要填满呢？
For example, if the Gentiles are filled, then should the Israelites be filled?
外邦人和以色列人之间的数量比例之间又是什么呢
？What is the quantity and the proportion between the two?
哎，好像圣经没有说。
The Bible does not say.
我也仿佛只能停在这里了。
So I will stop here.
对不对啊
？Right.
其次是得救呀与除罪呀。
Secondly, salvation comes from the removal of sin.
呀，接下来保罗的结论就出来了。
Here comes Paul's conclusion.
他说，于是以色列全家都要得救。
He said, and in this way, all Israel will be saved.
那就想想圣经的得救观是什么。
Then we will just see what is the Bible's view of salvation.
其实很简单，也从来没有改变过，弟兄姐妹。
Actually, Bible's view of salvation is very simple, never changed.
圣经的得救观就是因信称义啊，没有说别的。
The Bible's view of salvation, that is justification by faith.
信谁啊
？Who do you believe?
耶稣基督啊
，Jesus Christ.
天上人间没有赐下别的名可以靠的得拯救，就是耶稣基督的名，没有得救的。
Besides Jesus Christ, there's no other way to be saved.
你再大的奥秘也不能离开圣经的原则呀。
No matter how great a mystery is, we just cannot just get outside of the Bible's the mystery.
所以因信称义仍然是以色列全家得救的那个标准，没有改变。
Therefore, justification by faith, that is only standard to be saved.
呀，如果是这样子的话呢
？In this case,
如果圣经没有改变过的话呢
？If Bible does not change,
那我们也不需要去多想，也不需要去想多，对不对
？Then we don't need to think any further.
圣经说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，信耶稣。
The Bible says you are saved by grace through faith.
呀，不是出于行为，免得有人自夸；不是因为你是哪个人，包括以色列人，对吧
？Not by works, so that no one can boast, including the Israelites.
免得有人自夸，我是选民啊，你可以自夸，你也毫无不可自夸的。
Even though you're the elect, you have nothing to boast.
因为我们必须要晓得我们信的是什么，信的是谁呀？
We need to know what we believe in.
呀，信就是信神叫耶稣基督从死里复活，对不对？
So that means believe that God raised him from the dead.
我们必须信耶稣是神的儿子，对吧？
We need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
也而且是成了肉身来到的人子，他是神子也是人子，这是我们信的内容啊。
Also, he is the Son of Man who has become flesh.
那么接下来你信了神又如何呢？
And then, so what does it matter if you believe in God?
保罗引用了先知以赛亚的话来说，为他自己的这个结论做注脚啊。
Paul quoted the words of the prophet Isaiah.
他说必有一位救赎主来到西安雅各各族中、啊、然后怎么样呢？转离过犯人在那里，这是耶和华说的。
And a redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord.
这在讲什么你知道吗？
What is the verse talking about?
上帝要解决我们的罪的问题。
God is wanting to solve the issue of our sins.
而这位救赎主耶稣基督来，他就是来除掉我们罪孽的呀，弟兄姐妹。
And the Savior Jesus Christ came, that is to remove our sins.
如果我们的罪不除，你又何以来到神的面前恢复神儿女的身份和关系呢？
If sin is not removed, how can we come before God and restore our identity as God's children?
所以全家得救的观念的核心叫除罪，对吧？
Therefore, the core of the salvation, that is to remove our sin.
如果在这一点清楚的话呢，整个以色列人全家得救的这个得救观就很清晰了，我们不需要再多想，对吧？
If we are clear about this, and then for the view of the salvation for the Israelites, it's very clear.
呀，最后是恩赐与选召。
Finally, the gift and the calling.
呀，我盼望弟兄姐妹能够读经的时候读到点子上，读清楚概念。
Brother and sister, I just pray that when you read the scriptures and just get to the point.
经文当中提出两个概念。
So, in the scriptures, give us the two concepts.
一个是以色列人。
So, one is the Israelites.
第二个是一个以色列全家。
The other is the entire house of Israel.
我必须指出这是两个完全不同的概念。
I need to point out this is two totally different concepts.
以色列人指谁呢？
Who are the Israelites?
指的是在耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上的时候所面对的那些犹太人，就是经文当中所说的以色列人。
The Bible mentioned the Israelites. It refers to the Jews whom Jesus Christ faced when he became flesh and came to the world.
要包括一些什么人呢？
So who were included?
一定包括大祭司在里面，对吧？
Also, that include the high priest.
也包括当时在耶路撒冷的那些犹太人，对不对？
And also the Jews, and they were in Jerusalem.
他们是些什么人呢？
Who are they?
就是圣经里边所说的，说要钉死他的那些以色列人，对吧？
They are the ones shouted that they want to crucify Jesus.
这就是圣经所说的，他们以色列人有几分是硬心，就指的是这些人。
They are the ones the Bible mentioned.That a partial hardening has come upon Israel.
所以我必须清楚，以色列人指的是这一群人。
Therefore, I need to point out.
那么以色列
，they are the Israel.
以色列全家呢
？And then the whole house of Israel.
以色列全家指的是谁呢
？Who are the one? The whole house of Israel.
以色列全家则是指着因信称义、罪得赦免的人，包括犹太基督徒和信主的外邦人这两部分。
The whole house of Israel refers to those who are justified by faith and those and whose sins are forgiven, including the Jewish, Christian, and the Gentiles who believe in the Lord.
大家不要小看这个概念哦。
Please do not just overlook about this concept.
我刚才所说的以色列全家的观念，在当时来讲，包括今天在内，都是一个莫大的奥秘啊。
This is a great mystery, and when we just like us talking about the whole house of Israel,
这也是保罗所说的奥秘的核心所在。
This is the core of the mystery that Paul talked about.
就是无论是谁
，That is no matter who you are.
无论你是犹太人还是外邦人
，Whether you are the Jews or the Gentiles,
只要你信了主耶稣基督
，As long as you believe in the Lord Jesus,
就一同归入以色列全家的范围里边了。
You will be included in the whole house of Israel.
不但如此。
Not only that,
神还以约的方式来确定神人关系啊。
God also confirms the relationship between God and man in the form of a covenant.
也就是以罪得赦免为新约的记号，这是很重要的。
That is, the forgiveness of sins is a sign of the new covenant.
这既是奥秘，也是一个极大的恩赐与上帝的选召啊。
This is a great mystery. Also, it's a gift. Also, it's a calling from God.
这里所说的观念和以弗所书一章四节所说的，在太初创立世界以先，神在基督耶稣里拣选了我们，遥遥相呼应的。
So this just coincides with the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
每当我们讲到、听到和明白圣经的奥秘的时候，我们应该是非常激动人心的，弟兄姐妹。
So, brother and sister, we should be just very excited, and when we just understand about this the concept.
我们是活在一个何等大的时代里边呢？
We just live in the stage, it's so big.
上帝的奥秘在我们身边经过。
God's mystery passed by us.
我们也正在经过这个神迹奇事。
And we're just now experiencing and this the signs and wonders.
靠着上帝的启示，我们能够将神的话语解明，那是何等大的恩赐啊，弟兄姐妹。
So with God's revelation, it is such a great gift. We can just understand God's mystery.
我们也在这个恩赐当中蒙神去选召。
And that's mystery.
清楚他的恩典吗？
And we just experience God's calling. So can you just remember God's grace?
坦率讲，我讲这一段。经文在讲这段信息，我内心是激动不已的。
To be honest, when I just preach about this sermon, then I just so excited.
我们既然有一个福气听到这么大的奥秘。
And we have this such a blessing to understand about God's mystery.
好，我们看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
顺服就蒙怜悯。
Obey and you will receive mercy.
因为保罗说了，神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Paul said that because of God's gifts and callings, there's no regret.
这是我们心中的一个安慰啊，弟兄姐妹。
It's what a comfort for us, brothers and sisters.
如果我们真是蒙了上帝的恩赐与选召的话，
If we just truly receive God's gifts and the calling,
我们就活在没有后悔的上帝的恩典之中啊。
We just live under God's grace without God's regression.
没想过为什么？
Have you thought about the reason?
因为神是无所不能的神啊。
Because God is an omnipotent God.
他更加是守约施慈爱的神。
And even more so, a covenant keeping and just loving God.
何以见得呢？
So how do we know?
首先，不顺服也蒙了连续啊。
First, God's mercy for those who disobey.
这是上帝让我们看见他奇妙的地方。
That is the this kind of that is a wonder God just shows us.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The world sins and short of God's glory.
这个都犯了罪，包括最大的就是我们对神的不顺服啊。
So the world sins and including our disobedience.
但是一个曾几何时不顺服的人，今天竟然也有一个蒙他连续蒙恩典的机会。
However, with our disobedience, we receive God's mercy.
我们从以色列的历史来看一看，好不好
？Just from the history of the Israelites.
他们不顺服神的时间比较长，悖逆的事儿呢比较多。
They disobeyed God for a long time and they did many things in rebellion.
打开他们的历史看一看就知道了。
If you look at the history of the Israelites, you know that.
出了埃及他们就埋怨了。
They complained after leaving Egypt.
喝了以琳泉的水还觉得感到饥渴呀。
They just had water at Aaron, however, they are still thirsty.
旷野四十年，整整死了一代人呐。
They lived in the wilderness for 40 years. A whole generation died.
甚至摩西都死在那个底波波拉什么什么山上底波山上啊，波拉山上，我忘了那个山的名字。
And even Moses, he did not get into Canaan. He just died on the mountain.
只剩下谁呢？约书亚和加勒呀。
Only Joshua and Caleb were left.
那可是250万人呢。
And that is 2.5 million.
浩浩荡荡的离开了埃及，进入了旷野。
They just a whole large group of people left Egypt, entered to the wilderness.
走了四十年。
They just lived in the wilderness 40 years.
两个人。
Only two people left.
坦率讲，今天的教会也是如此这般的旷野路啊。
And to be honestly, and today's church also, we are just walking on this wilderness.
最后能在教会留下来的人数是很少的。
The ones who stay in the church is very few.
走着走着，就像葡萄串似的脱落了，就剩下两个果子。
So by just walking on the path and just like a two left, just from the whole group.
请问你是留下来的约书亚和加勒吗
？Are you the one just that left like Joshua and Caleb?
我牧养教会超过也35年了。
I've shepherded the church for over 35 years.
走遍世界各大洲。讲道的教会也去过超过100间教会了。
and just been to just that different churches all over the world, and also just preach and with many churches.
大概率来讲，十年之后所剩就无几了。
And just notice that, and the church and not many people left.
啊，不管怎么样，最后留下来的都是少数的人呐。
And no matter what, and the very few people just left.
留下来的就是约书亚和加勒了。
The ones just left behind, that's Joshua and Caleb.
最后只有这两个人进入应许之地。
So only Joshua and Caleb just were left to enter the promised land.
那么你我呢？
What about you and me?
我们能在教会一直持守到进入天国的那个时候吗？
Can you just persist and in the church and also enter to the heavenly kingdom?
所罗门时代的历代君王。
So after Solomon and then many just the king.
北国有二十个君王，南国有二十个君王。
And north and south the nation there are like a 20 king each.
北国竟然是一个好的王都没有，全是坏王。
The northern kingdom, there's no good king, they're all bad kings.
南国也是好王少，坏王多。
And the southern kingdom, the bad kings did more than the good kings.
最后终于被掳了。
And finally, they were just captured.
那是一代几代不顺服的子民。神就让他被掳到其他的国家去，分散到世界各地了。
So that's the because the disobedience of the people and they were captured and also just them.
但是这一群不顺服的子民竟然也有一个被掳之后还归回的恩典呢。
After they were captured and also they have the grace to return.
蒙了被归回的连续啊。
They just receive God's mercy to return.
这个历史的印记在神的子民身上，人人。可知，处处可见。
So with this mark about history of captivity and return, then we can just see that.
时候满足的时候，耶稣基督道成肉身就来到世上了。
When the time fulfilled and Jesus Christ became flesh come to the world.
他因他的信实，他甚至降生在马槽里，生在伯利恒啊。
Because of his faithfulness, and he was born in the manger, and also just was born in Bethlehem.
换句话讲，他就来到以色列人当中，住在犹太人当中了。
So he just came to the Israelites and just dwelt among them.
上帝的信实摆在那里了。
That's God's faithfulness among them.
在以色列人当中传道赶鬼治病救人呢。
So just among them, he just preached and also just and cast a demon to and also save people.
上帝的态度在这里。
This is God's attitude.
以色列人却走不到与神同行的高处。
However, the Israelites just cannot walk to this kind of altitude with God.
因为犹太人选择了悖逆啊。
Because they choose to disobey.
呀，犹太人悖逆是怎样呢？
So how is their disobedience?
就是不肯顺服吧。
That is, they refuse to obey.
他不顺服的表征就是不愿意相信耶稣基督啊。
The symbol of disobedience, that is, to unwilling to believe in Jesus Christ.
从人本主义的角度，哎，我不顺服神，你看，我可以控制神的救恩计划了吧？
From humanism, it seems like they can control God and just hinder and God's plan.
对不起，你控制不了神的。
I'm sorry, you just cannot control God.
保罗说，从前你们不顺服神。
Paul said that for just as you were at one time disobedient to God.
如今却因他们的不顺服，你们就指的外邦人倒蒙了连续。
But now have received mercy because of their disobedience.
所以犹太人的不顺服，甚至被上帝所使用成为外邦人的祝福。
Therefore, the Jews' disobedience has become a blessing for the Gentiles.
犹太人也不要拿着你的不顺服到神的面前来说事儿。
And so the Jews just do not just bring your disobedience to say something to God.
好，其次都圈在不顺服中啊。
Secondly, they are all consigned to disobedience.
呀，刚刚讲的不顺服谋了连续，这是一个圣经的反合呀。
So we just talk about that because of their disobedience, but they receive God's mercy. It's like paradox.
Yeah, 圣经是英文是 paradox.
In English, it's called paradox.
Yeah, 反合真理，反合性的真理。你就是你不信耶稣，不顺服吧？哎，反倒是他人得了顺服，得了恩典，得了救恩。
And the paradox that is, so you disobey God. However, the other people they just receive God's mercy.
同样就是一粒麦子若不在地里死了，就结不出许多籽粒来。
And that is that if a grain does not fall to the ground, will not just bear the fruit.
你若想得到生命，就先要舍弃生命。
If you want to receive life first, you want to give life.
圣经中这样反合性的真理是处处可见。
And there's a lot of paradox that is revealed to us in the Bible.
好，其次都围在不顺服中啊。
Secondly, they're all consigned to disobedience.
外邦人因信称义。
The Gentiles are justified by faith.
蒙恩得救了。
And saved by grace.
也来到教会了。
They come to the church.
别忘了，当时的教会是以犹太基督徒建立的，为主是他们的人。
Don't forget, at that time, the church was established by those Jews Christians.
这些外邦信徒来到教会一看，咦，怎么会有不顺服神的犹太人也在教会里边呢？
So when the Gentile believer they came to the church, they wonder, so why there are Jews who disobey God in the church?
再加上这些犹太人在教会外边在逼迫基督徒。
In addition, the Jews outside the church are persecuting Christians.
当时的保罗也称为扫罗，也是如此这般逼迫基督徒嘛。
During that time, and Paul, he was named Saul. He's the same. He just persecuted Christians.
试想一下，如果是你，你会怎样呢？
Imagine what would happen if that were you.
心里边会不会有情绪呢？
Would you have felt emotion?
会不会感到难以平静呢？
Do you feel it's difficult to calm down?
甚至会不会心生仇恨呢？
Or even have a hatred?
想报复一下好不好？
And want to revenge.
呀，保罗为此对他们说了。
For this reason, Paul said to them,
因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中了。
For God has consigned all to disobedience.
特意要连续众人。
That he may have mercy on all.
这句话不是很容易听得懂啊。
This verse is not easy to understand.
什么叫做将众人都圈在不顺服之中呢？
What does that mean? God has consigned all to disobedience.
我们说上帝把我们都圈在福音圈子里边，很容易理解。
It's easy to understand that God consigned us to the circle of the gospel.
因着福音的缘故，一同在基督里蒙了救恩嘛。
And because of the gospel, we just received God's salvation.
呀，但是什么叫做都圈在不顺服之中呢？
So here, what does that mean? God has consigned all to disobedience.
而且还说是特意要连续众人。
That he may have mercy on all.
呀，什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
原来我们外邦信徒以犹太的信徒都圈，原来都圈在不顺服之中。
And which means we Gentile believers and Jewish Christians were all consigned to disobedience by God.
本就没有什么可夸口的嘛。
There's nothing we can boast about.
呀，无论是白人、黑人、亚裔或者其他什么人。
So whether the people are white, black, Asian, or any ethnic groups.
我们原本都是不顺服神的人啊。
Originally, we were the people we disobeyed God.
如今也不过是因为主耶稣基督的缘故，我们在主里边合而为一而已，有什么可夸口的呢？
No, just because of Jesus Christ, we're just all united in Christ.
人的本性就有排他性、排外性。
So our nature, we just want to exclude other people.
凡是跟我有一点点不一样，我也要说我是什么人，你是什么人，对吧？
If there's something different,the people are different from us, we will just exclude them.
啊，中国人出国就常常，哎，有没有排外啊？有没有排中国人、排华呀？也会这么想，对吧？
So just like a Chinese go overseas, they were just thinking, oh, are there people just that exclude Chinese?
来到美国，哎，美国好像是在世界各地最不排华的一个地方。
So when we come to the U.S. and we just thought that maybe the U.S. is the nation.They do not have the attitude against Asian.
呀，最近中美关系贸易战、关税战比较紧张啦。
And now the relations can't have the tension with the trade war.
很多中国人开始有些担心了。哎呀，美国会不会又来排华呢
？So some Chinese they just worry would the U.S. just go against the Chinese?
二战的时候把所有日本人都圈在一个集中营里边呢
？And Second World War and the Just a group and the Japanese in the camp.
有一天中美开战了，美国会不会把所有的中国人都圈在一起，圈在一个集中营里边呢
？So people may just ask, so when if the China and the U.S. have the war, would they just do the same?
很多的忧虑会不会啊
？Would that have just a lot of worry?
呀，你去香港买东西
？If you go to Hong Kong to buy things,
呀，可能大陆的人去了香港买东西，香港人可能不一定给你有好的态度，会不会啊
？So maybe people from China and to buy things in Hong Kong, they may not have received a good attitude.
而且比较强调我是香港人吗？
And they may just emphasize, I'm just from Hong Kong.
大陆背景的中国人一听就火气就会上来了。
And people just came from China, they may have anger.
什么？你竟敢说你不是香港中国人吗？
Can you say you're the Hong Kong Chinese?
台湾人也是一样的。
Same as people from Taiwan.
啊，台湾人在塞尔维亚，得了什么奖，然后就拿起台湾的国中华民国的国旗就举起来了。
So the people just from Taiwan, when they receive the reward in other nation, they just raise the flag of China.
大陆人一听也很气愤的，怎么竟敢说你不是台湾中国人吗？
So the people from China may just have anger to say, why don't you say you are Chinese?
新加坡、马来西亚的华人也会遇到同样这种尴尬的光景了。
And similarly, also the people from Singapore, Malaysia, they face the same kind of trouble.
你们过去都是中国人呢。
In the past, you are all Chinese.
你不要以为只有中国人、中华民族会做这件事，外国人一样的。
And just don't think only Chinese will do so. Other ethnic group will also do the same.
德国新当选的首相去白宫看川普。
And the new minister just from Germany and went to visit the White House to President Trump.
我看新闻，我不一定看得很清楚。德国那个首相就把川普的祖先吧，在德国的出生证拿给川普。
So this new minister from Germany just brought the the Trump's his ancestor also just originate from Germany.
意思是说，你别忘了，川普，你是我们德国人哦。
Seems like he's trying to remind Trump that don't forget you have the root is from Germany.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果基督耶稣不来，人类没有盼望的。
Actually, if Jesus Christ does not come to the world, we have no hope.
人都是唯我独尊呐。
So the human beings, we just have the self-centered humanism.
唯我这个民族独尊啊。
Only just like highly raised about our just nation.
唯我们这一伙人独尊啊。
Or just highly just exalted the our ethnic.
讲来讲去，那不都是老我，不都是垃圾垃圾的观念吗？
All this just old sinful nature.
什么是我呀？
So what does that mean? What is I?
俄罗斯想去抢这个乌克兰的土地。
So Russia just want to grab the land of the Ukraine.
也曾经抢了中国几百万平方公里的土地，对吧
？Also, they used to grab the land in China.
有的时候我想，这土地是你的吗？不都是上帝创造的吗？你算啥呀
？Sometimes I just think, are those land all belong to God? Why you just keep saying it just possess the land?
人一死，两手一撒，你还能抓住什么土地呀？离开这个世界吗？
Once you leave this world, what can you hold in your hands?
Yeah, 我们唯一是在基督耶稣里合而为一，有价值了。
Only the value that is in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 所以离开了基督耶稣，你所执着的，你所强调的，一点价值都没有。
Therefore, apart from Jesus Christ, all the things you emphasize has no value.
好，最后是不顺服，为要顺服。
Finally, disobey in order to obey.
我们因为不顺服，蒙了连续。
Because we disobey, we receive God's mercy.
上帝把我们都圈在不顺服的大圈里边，好让我们没得骄傲。
So God just consigns us all to disobedience, nothing we can brag about.
然而，神的心意确实要让我们这些原本不顺服的人成为顺服上帝的人，对吧
？However, God just wants to let us, the one who are disobey God, become the one to obey God.
可能我们会问，为什么神要把我们圈在不顺服之中呢？
Perhaps we would ask, why does God want to consign us all to disobedience?
而且圣经还要说特意为了连续众人了。
The Bible says that God has the special purpose to have mercy on all.
这个问题该怎么想呢？
How can we understand this?
这个为什么该如何回答呢？
How do we answer this question?
当然，首先一切与生命有关的问题都难以用为什么来发问的。
Of course, it is difficult to ask all questions related to life with why.
你为什么会得病呢？
Why do you have the illness?
你为什么会患癌症呢
？Why you got cancer?
你为什么会出车祸呢
？Why you got an accident?
你为什么会有缺乏呢
？Why you have a shortage?
你问呢
？Just ask.
你继续问呢
？Continue to ask.
你再问呢
？If you continue to ask,
你用为什么是永远得不到答案的弟兄姐妹
？If you continue to ask why, you cannot have the answer.
保罗把这个经文写到这里，他情不自禁做起诗来。
When Paul wrote this, he couldn't help but compose a poem.
我盼望弟兄姐妹读得懂这些偶尔出来的冒出来的诗篇很美的。
Brother, sister, I just hope you just understand about those poems just in the Bible.
他说：“身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻呐。”
Oh, the depths of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways.
我们回答不了为什么。
We cannot answer the question why.
但是我们却了解神的心意，对吧
However, we can know God's will.
因为神对凡属于他的人的期望很简单，就是顺服神。
Yet obedience is what God expects of all who belong to Him.
在撒母耳记上十五章二十二节这个很出名的经文，大家背下来好不好
？In First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, I hope you can memorize it.
撒母耳说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油啊。”
And Samuel said.Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams.
这是我们解决人生困惑的时候一个核心中的核心。
This is the core of the core, and to solve the problem in our life.
不了解我到底要顺服还是不要顺服呢？
I don't know if I have to obey or not to obey.
就打开圣经当中的顺服观去看一看，好不好
？Just open the Bible, just look at the view of the obedience.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
万有都本于他。
All things come from Him.
既然以色列全家得救是神的旨意，对吧
？Since it is God's will that the whole house of Israel be saved.
那坦率讲，就应该没有人能够测度他的智慧与大能啊，对吧
？Then no one can.Fathom his wisdom and power.
那保罗到底想讲什么呢
？What was Paul trying to say?
他要如何表达在以色列全家得救这件事上，上帝的旨意和超越大能呢
？So how would that Paul just express God's power in this?
首先是谁知道主的心呢
？First, for who has known the might of the Lord?
以赛亚先知曾经这么说过了。
The prophet Isaiah once said.
在以赛亚书六十四章第四节，他这么讲。
In Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4.
他说：“从古以来，人未曾听见。
From of old, no one has heard.
耳朵没有听见了啊，未曾耳闻。
Or perceived by the ear.
未曾眼见。
No eye has seen.
在你以外有什么神为等候他的人行事呢？”
So no one has seen a God besides you to ask for those who wait for him.
你看希伯来文的翻译和希腊文的翻译是有些不一样，对吧
？So the translation in Hebrew and the Greek is different.
保罗我相信一定是在圣灵的感动之下引用这一段经文。
So I think Paul must just have been inspired by the Holy Spirit to just from this verse.
对于保罗来讲，大概要引用七百年以前以赛亚先知所说的话。
So Paul just quoted using the word from Prophet Isaiah 700 years ago.
那保罗说这句话的时候呢，没有用希伯来文说的，他用希腊文去说。
So when Paul said this, and he said in Greek.
而都是中文翻译的都完全不一样。
And the translation to Chinese is so different.
但是大概的意思原意是一个样。
But the general idea is the same.
保罗说神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见。耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。你看保罗说的这个话。
So Paul said, "What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, that God has prepared for those who love Him."
这首歌也被谱成歌曲，也唱成诗歌《奥秘》。就这首歌，大家上网查一查。
And this word, the scriptures also had there's a Chinese hymn. It's called out of the mystery.
站在神的角度来看呢
？From God's perspective，
我们可以看见圣灵拣选从旧约到新约的两位先知说出同样的话来，堪称奇妙无比的弟兄姐妹。
Brother sister, we see that the Holy Spirit chose two prophets from the Old Testament to the New Testament to speak the same words, which is extremely amazing.
这个角度就是从神的角度。从圣灵的角度看先知新旧约的互动来表达万有都是本于他对吧
And it just shows us just from the viewpoint of the Holy Spirit to see from Old Testament to New Testament all things just come from God
其次呢谁在主之先
Secondly, who came before the Lord
就神进一步的向我们发出启示了
God further reveals to us
在哥林多前书二章十节他这么说
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10,
他说：“只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵能参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透。”
These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God.
那保罗首先讲的圣灵的大能在这里，对吧？
So here, Paul is talking about the power of the Holy Spirit.
他说圣灵是可以参透万事的，对吧？
Paul said the Holy Spirit searches everything, right?
就是我们的心没有满足，我们会问，那么人呢？
So our heart is not content, we just ask, what about humans?
这里就有一个很清楚的分野了。
So here's a very clear just the boundary.
要显然属血气的人是无法领会圣灵的事的。
Obviously, flesh people cannot understand the things of the Holy Spirit.
要不但领会不了，
not only can they not understand,
反倒会将属灵的事情呢当作愚昧愚拙。
But they regard spiritual things as foolishness.
呀，这是人的愚昧是没有办法的。
That is human's ignorance.
呀，不但领会不了，
not only they could not understand,
反倒会将属灵的事情当作愚昧，仍然骄傲。
They regard spiritual things as foolishness and are still proud and self-righteous.
仍然骄傲的表征就是自以为意咯。
So there, when they people are still just have to be proud and they're just self-righteous.
在顺服的人当中是很容易的。
For the people who's obedient, obeyed, and this it's very easy.
但在悖逆的人当中，这个骄傲自以为意就遮盖了他的心，蒙了他的眼睛。
However, for the rebellious people, they still have to, they still are proud and the self-righteousness to cover their eyes.
那么出路何在呢？
What is their outlet?
除非人愿意安静下来了。
Unless and people are willing to calm down.
能够愿意耶稣基督的心为心。
And unless people are willing to have the heart of Jesus Christ,
成为蒙神悦纳的属灵人啦、啊、
and become spiritual people who are accepted by God.
好，当我们走到这个地步的时候，神就有新的应许了。
When we go to this point and God has a promise,
哥林多前书二章十五节怎么说呢？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15,
圣经说的是属灵的人能看透万事。
The Bible says the spiritual person judges all things.
这是一个极大的恩赐、啊、弟兄姐妹。
Brother, sister, that's a great gift.
Yeah, 一个 discernment gift, 能够洞察人心、洞察万事的一个恩赐，就会临到属神的人了。
In this case, the gift of the discernment gift and would be given by God.
然而，这样的人却也不可骄傲。
However,Even though we have this kind of gift, we cannot just be proud.
因为你也不过是一个容身一人建立教会的器皿而已了，弟兄姐妹。
Because, and you are just a vessel to glorify God, benefit people, and build a church.
我们可以问问自己啊。
Just ask ourselves.
你是谁啊？
So, who are you?
你能做神的谋士，为神出谋划策吗？
Can you be God's counselor and just play for him?
你能站在教会的上面指手画脚吗？
Can you just stand above a church and to just direct a church?
你能随意去指责神的仆人吗？
Can you just by your will, you just rebuke God's servants?
你的自以为意要到何时才为止呢？
How long will you end your self-righteous?
你是否愿意安静下来呢？
Are you willing to calm down?
你的心一直在那里非常 busy, 非常忙碌的在跳动，请问你要忙到什么时候呢？
So when your heart is just very busy, just keep jumping, when will you stop that?
为什么不能安静下来，在基督里边等候神的旨意呢？
Why can't you just calm down in Jesus Christ waiting for God's will?
好，最后是万有本于他呀。
Finally, everything comes from him.
我们的神是一位创造者、拯救者、审判者，对吧？
Our God is a creator, savior, and judge.
万物是借着他造的。
All things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，约翰福音一章三节，对吧？
And without him was not anything made that was made.
神要让以色列全家得救。
God wants the whole house of Israel to be saved.
那么以色列全家就必然得救。
And the whole house of Israel will be saved.
这是耶和华说的。
This is what God said.
保罗最后也说了。
Paul also said at the end.
为什么会是这样子呢？
How come it's like that?
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and to him are all things.
所以保罗就发出内心中极大的盼望与心愿。
This is Paul's prayer and his hope.
他说愿意荣耀归于他直到永远，阿们。
To him be glory forever, amen.
那我们呢，弟兄姐妹？
Brother and sister, what about us?
我们因信耶稣基督。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ.
而且借着耶稣基督成为新以色列人。
And also because we believe that through faith in Jesus Christ, we become the new Israelite.
也借着耶稣基督归入亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
Through Jesus Christ, we became the descendants of Abraham.
一同并入以色列全家的一份子。
And members of the whole house of Israel.
这是何等大的荣耀和恩典啊。
What a great honor and a grace this is.
讲完这篇道，我心里面充满了感恩。
After preaching this sermon, I just feel so thankful.
我觉得上帝的话语一旦解明，就会发出万古大光。
It is realized once God's words are explained, and they will just shine at the eternal light.
这个大光要照亮大马色的路上。
And this light will just illuminate the road to Damascus.
让所有跟随他的人都要一同见证这个大光。
For all the people who follow God will testify for this great light.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
原来以色列人并不等于以色列全家。
It turns out that the Israelites are not equal to the entire family of Israel.
因为包括以色列人在内的全世界所有人得救的标准，唯独耶稣基督。
Because including the Israelites, the only standard for salvation is Jesus Christ.
圣经拯救的标准从来没有改变过。
In the Bible, and the standard for salvation never changed.
使徒行传四章十二节讲得很清楚啊。
In Acts chapter 4:12, and very clear.
天上人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠的得救啊。
In heaven and earth, there's no other name we can be saved.
因为除他以外，别无拯救。
Other than God, there's no salvation.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，保罗说，我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘啊。
And Paul said, I don't want you not to know about this mystery.
就是以色列人有几分是心硬的。
And that is that some of the Israelites there just some somewhat kind of hard.
要等到外邦人的数目填满了。
Until the number of the Gentiles filled.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
And then the whole house of Israel will be saved.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们也因着这个缘故，一同在基督里蒙恩得救。
And also because of this, we are saved in Jesus Christ.
这是份何等大的恩典啊。
This is such a great grace.
求主纪念我们在你面前所行走的脚步。
Lord, may you remember our footstep in you.
也赐福加力，让我们能够行走窄路。
Please bless and strengthen us to walk on this narrow path.
因为我们所入的门是窄门，是那天门啊。
Because the door we enter is a narrow gate.
感谢主，听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.